This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. It's just good to be alive on this morning. We just thank God for another day that he has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it because he is in control. God is so awesome, y'all. He is so awesome. And I just thank God for today. Might be a little tired this morning. Might be a little weary from the long week. But we thank God that the blood is still warm in our veins and we're still alive. There's still another opportunity. There's still another chance. There's still more work to be done for the building of the kingdom. And we just thank God that he's allowed us to be a part of it, that we are meet for the master's use. And we are available. And sometimes we don't feel like we are equipped. Sometimes we don't feel like that we know anything or that we're so jacked up and tore up from the floor up that God can't use us. But if you look at the Bible, everything God used was broken. So we have to get out the way so we can walk by the Spirit so he can use us. Because when we're in the flesh, we think we got it all worked out and we're going to do it our way. But that's not how it works. So God has a plan that's way bigger than anything we can think of. But God has to do it his way. So we have to surrender our will to God's will. And that's a scary prayer. But I pray that. I find myself praying that more. I used to pray it often, but you have to be ready. You have to be ready because God is going to bring it. And you have to be ready because if you say, God, not my will, but thy will. And you got to be ready because he'll show you where sometimes to be heading. But he's not going to show you everything you got to go through because a lot of times we'll throw in the towel because we don't want to go through. But sometimes you have to go through because you're being stretched and you're growing. And you're maturing, and God is elevating you. So he never said it was going to be easy, but he did say that he will be with us even to the ends of the world. So that means that he's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. But as we walk in obedience by faith, he'll give us bits and pieces to the puzzle. And then in the end, we'll see the big picture, and we'll be able to look back and say, oh, that's why I had to go through that. I didn't understand it then. But by and by, you will understand it. But you must be obedient to the word of God and what he's saying in this season. And you must walk by faith because there's no other way to please God than to walk by faith. Because some of the stuff that we see and some of the stuff that we hear, we'll give up. We'll throw in the towel. So it's by faith. Huh? It's by his grace through our faith that we are saved. That's the only way. His grace and his mercy. Through our faith and trust, believing in him, leaning and dependent on him, because ain't nothing we can do without the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us and teaching us and bringing to our remembrance. So I just want you to be encouraged this morning. As we break the bread of life, this word, as we get into this daily bread, and we need this to feed our spirit man, our spirit woman. We need this just like our natural bodies need food. Yes, our spiritual being, because we're spirit first. We need this food, this word is our food. Let us go before the throne of grace. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just bless you and we magnify you right now, Lord God. We thank you for another day, Lord. We thank you that you've allowed our golden moments to roll on a little while longer. Lord, we thank you that you look past all our shortcomings, our sins, Lord, and that you forgive us, Lord. We repent right now for all of our sins. Lord, we ask that you just bring us into a closer, more intimate, personal relationship with you, Lord Jesus. That's our greatest need, to be closer to you. It's not about religion, Lord. It's about relationship. Lord, help us to cultivate and strengthen our relationship with you. Lord, help us to draw nigh to you as you draw nigh to us. Lord, lead us by your spirit, Lord God. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now for all that are tuned in over the airwaves, Lord God. Touch their hearts, their minds, their souls, their spirits to receive this word, Lord. Let it creep down into the crevices of the cultivated soils of the spirit man, spirit woman, Lord, and germinate and come to life and bear much fruit, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you right now for your healing virtue being poured out right now on your people. All that are sick and afflicted, we bind the spirit of infirmity right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we come against every attack right now of the enemy that would try to come and steal this word before it's able to be planted in the fertile soils of the hearts of your people, Lord God. We bind the hand of the enemy. We ask that your all-consuming fire burn up every plan of the enemy right now. Cancel that assignment in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for your word going forth with power and simplicity, with clarity, Lord God, and understanding to your people, Lord. We just bless you and magnify you right now, Lord. Touch all the bereaved families right now. Give them peace, joy, understanding, Lord. Let them know that you're not a God, that you can't make a mistake, God. You don't make no mistakes, God. We know that if they die in you, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. And we just thank you right now, Lord God, for giving them that comfort and assurance in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cover all those right now, Lord God, that are in financial hardship, Lord God. Pour out a blessing on them. Make a way for them, Lord, out of no way. Be a bridge over troubled water for somebody this morning, Lord God. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now that you're such a loving God. Oh, we thank you that you always hear our prayers, Lord, when we pray according to your will and we pray in your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for being there for us, for always keeping us in your hand, Lord God, not letting the enemy snatch us out. Oh, Father, we just bless you and we magnify you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We ain't playing, but we're praying. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And this morning, we're looking at Romans 10. We're still in Romans 10. And this morning, we're going to look at verses 11 through 13. And that's Romans 10, verses 11 through 13. And I'm reading from the King James Version, and it reads as thus. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for this word. And last time we talked about how the word is nigh us. And that's what Paul was telling the church in Rome. The word is nigh you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. And that's how we have to be. We just got through talking about spiritual food. And this is our spiritual food. This feeds our spirit, man. And we must feed on this. It says, for the scripture said, and it's a custom for Paul. He always appeals to the scripture to validate his teaching. And that's what this is our gauge. This is our measure of rule. We measure by the word. If it don't line up with the word, then we need to check it, because we out of order. If we are children of the Most High God, we are governed by this word. So what does the scripture say? And that's what we have to do in our everyday life. When we are confused or needing direction, we pray about it. We ask the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and ask God to speak to our hearts. And we're seeking his face and his heart, what his will is. And we have to surrender. We have to surrender to his will and just look at the scripture, because Jesus is the word. So we can't have a relationship with him without being in his word. And so we have to gauge everything by the scripture. What does the scripture say? No man who believes in him, who adheres to him, who relies on him, who trusts in him. Huh? Where are you putting your trust at this morning? Who are you relying on? Who are you depending on? Huh? No man who believes, you must first believe that he is. Hmm? And the key element in salvation is again seen to be faith. So when we believe on him, we trust in him, we have faith in him. It comes right back to faith. That's why I say it's impossible to please God. You can't even have salvation without faith, because you must believe that he is first. Huh? Because we're saved by grace through faith. You must have faith to believe that he is who he say he is, and what he's already done for us to secure our salvation. That the sin debt, huh? How he bought us back. He redeemed us. It's already been paid. Salvation is not appropriate to the sinner's life until there is a heartfelt belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. You ain't saved unless you believe on Jesus. I know New Age gonna teach you a lot of other stuff and tell you a lot of other stuff, but ain't but one way to be saved. And that's through faith in Jesus Christ. When you believe on Jesus Christ, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you become under his lordship, he is the Lord of your life. Huh? He is the head of your life. And that's the only way you can be saved. You have to believe. You have to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Huh? And when you trust in him, you believe that his word is what it said it is, that it's the inspired word of God. You believe this word. You take this word. You meditate on it. Huh? Day and night. The book of Joshua said it'll make your way prosperous if you meditate on it day and night. And that's what you have to do. You have to feed on this word. Feed your spirit, man. Because it has the power to save the very engrafted soul of a man. Huh? And when I say man, I mean man and woman. This word, huh? This word is able to save you. Huh? It's the power of God unto salvation. The word. The word. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power. It's the power to save us. It's the power to keep us. It's the power to cover us, huh? To sustain us. The word. We need the word. Just like your natural body needs food. Because if you don't eat, your body ain't gonna last long. And especially, you most definitely have to drink water. And when you're on a fast, you can drink water and liquids and not eat for a while. But eventually, if you don't eat, this body gonna perish. So if your spirit, man, your spirit woman, if you don't feed it, huh, with spiritual food, with the word, through prayer, and just communing with the Holy Spirit, building that relationship with the Lord, you got to feed your spirit, man. That's what feeds the spirit, man. You're going to be spirit. You're going to have a spiritual death. You're going to be dead spiritually. You're going to just be walking, huh? But no life, because the word is life. It is spirit and is life. This is it. You got to have the word. And whosoever relies, adheres, believes on him, trusts in him, have faith in him, lay it all at the altar. Say, Lord, for you I live, for you I die. And I've tried it my way, but it just hasn't worked. I failed miserably. So, Lord, here am I. If you can use anything or anyone, Lord, use me. Hear my Lord. Show me. Speak to me, Lord. Lay it at the altar. If you put your trust in him like that and believe on him, he will guide you. And you won't be disappointed. You won't be ashamed. No one who's ever put their trust in the Lord, who's ever left behind, has never been repaid over and over and over again for the gospel's sake. Ain't nothing you've left behind or lost that won't be recompensed. Huh? You won't be repaid. You will be repaid. You're going to get way more. Like Job, you're going to get double for your trouble. But we have to put our trust in him. We have to rely on him. Huh? We have to put our faith. We have to walk by faith. And things are getting real serious now. We see a lot going on in this world system. But we're not to be shaken, but we're being shaken. But he's just waking us up in the body, letting us know that time is winding up. And there is a time for us to look up because our redemption is drawing nigh. That's all. We just need to be ready. Be ready and stay ready. Stay ready. Be ready. Huh? Don't let your guard down. And we're watching and we're praying because he's coming soon. He's coming soon, and we need to be ready. So think it not strange, these things that we're seeing, these fiery trials and tribulations and all the stuff we're going through, and the enemy shooting his fiery arrows, huh? And them fiery flaming darts, he's shooting them. But we have that shield of faith that will quench it, that will deflect it, huh? That no weapons formed against us will be able to prosper. It won't be able to, it'll be formed, it's going to be fashioned, but it will not be able to prosper because we serve the one who formed the smith, who formed the weapon. So we know the one who made it all. So there's nothing that's going to be able to penetrate that shield of faith. There's nothing going to be able to penetrate and snatch us out of the hand of God once we're healed. So that's why we need to be under his lordship. That's why we need to receive him, believe him, have trust in him, have faith in him, walk with him in the spirit, by the spirit, through the spirit. There is no other way. There is no other way. You can't be a child of God and don't walk with the Lord, with the Holy Spirit. You can't. You have to feed your spirit, man and woman. You have to feed on this. This is our nourishment. And it's the only way you're going to be able to walk by the Spirit. And it's the only way you're going to be able to say that no weapons. Because no weapons will be able, because the enemy has nothing in you. Jesus said that the hour has come, but he's coming, but he has nothing in me. That means he has, that there's no gates, there's no portals, there's nothing open. I have done nothing that he has any access. Because when you open up them gates and portals, when you step over the line and do all kind of things that's not of God, then you give the enemy access. He has legal right to come in and wreak havoc because you've opened up a door. You open up a portal because of your lifestyle and things you've said, things you've done, or things you've thought about. That's why we have to cleanse, wash ourselves in the Word. We have to wash ourselves in the Word. Constantly, we have to stay in it, and it's not easy. It's not. We get tired. These physical bodies, these earthen vessels, get worn out and tired. This right here renews and refreshes us when we get in the Word. I was so sleepy and tired this morning. It's been a long week, but soon as I got in prayer, and soon as I was able to open up the book of the volume that is written of Him, I was re-energized like the bunny. Huh? I was re-energized. My strength was renewed. My strength, because it's in him. When our strength is diminished, when there is no more strength, huh? His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Huh? When we are weak, he is strong. So we have to lean on him. We have to trust him. We have to depend on him. Because we can't depend on flesh. We can't depend on flesh. It'll fail. it's best ain't nothing but filthy rags. And it's not going to serve the purpose. It will fail. It will fail every time. So that's why we have to stay in the Word. We have to put our trust in the Word. And we won't be ashamed. We won't be ashamed. We won't be disappointed. He will do what he said he's going to do. And that's he's going to keep us. He's going to cover us. We're going to see him face to face one day. Huh? And I just want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I don't want him to tell me to depart because I've been working iniquities and saying this in the name of Jesus. The devil is a lie. No, I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on up a little bit higher, huh? You've been rule over a few things. I'm going to make you rule over some more stuff. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Enter into the master's joy. That's what I want to hear him say. So all this stuff down here is temporary. It's not going to last. So we have to treat it accordingly. This is only for a season that we're here and for a reason, because we have an assignment to lead as many folk to point to Christ, to lead as many folk we can to Christ and tell them about Christ, disciple them, teach them, just witness to them, encourage them, love on them, because we have to love on them. Even though they talk about us, they use us, they say all men are evil against us, we still have to pray for them and encourage them and love on them. And we can do all that from a distance. We ain't got to be friends with them, but we're commanded to love them. We're commanded to love them. So God is love. So that's his characteristic. That's who he is. So we have to have that characteristic. We have to be loved because we're made in his image. We have to be loved too. We have to show some signs. Huh? We have to show some signs. If we are his, there should be some signs. If we are Christians, Christ-like, his disciples, we're following him, we're telling folk about him, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day. No matter what we do and how many books we read and how many seminaries we go to and how many Bible colleges and how many classes we take online and whatever we do, it's all about leading souls to Christ. Because we can't save anybody. And we can't take none of the credit because we need a Savior too. It's all about pointing them to Jesus. Jesus, the one who can save them, the one who can heal them, the one who can deliver them. Jesus, the one who paid the price for them, who shed his blood. Huh? For whosoever will. Whosoever. That's what King James say. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. My Lord, whosoever, it don't make no difference. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is, the Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. God is rich to us. His spirit is rich to us. This word is rich to us. He owns it all. So the richness of the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of us when we believe and receive him and become part of the kingdom family. We are rich. He became poor. He come with no reputation. He come and was poor that we might be rich in his spirit, rich in the kingdom blessings that comes with being in the body of Christ, in the kingdom. Because the body is part of the kingdom. The kingdom, we want to be kingdom minded. Because it's all about building the kingdom of God. So we are rich. This is rich. This word is rich. The wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding in this word, his spirit living, that's the true riches. That's the true riches right there. Just like Solomon. Solomon never asked for riches. He asked for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to lead God's people. And God gave it all to him because if we seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, all these things, everything we chasing after, it's going to be added to us. It's part of the deal. So no one, for there is no distinction between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord is over all of us. And he generously bestows his riches upon all who call upon him. him in faith. It's back to faith again. You got to call upon him in faith. Huh? He going to bestow his riches upon you. Huh? He's going to bless you. He's going to bring you out of whatever mess you in. He's going to strengthen you, build you up. Huh? He's going to pull you up out of the muck and the miry clay. Huh? Deliver you from yourself. Because you know we are the muck and the miry, because we were made out of the muck and the miry. So he delivers us from us. He delivers us from ourselves. So that's we just have to come to him, because he's no respecter person. Makes no difference what color you are, what nationality you are, where you come from, what you look like. It don't make no difference. He don't respect none of that. He respect all those who call on his name, huh? Who receive him as their Lord and Savior, huh? Yeah, that goes for the Jew and the Greek, huh? The heathen and the saved. Whoever you are, wherever you are, makes no difference. Call on the name of Jesus. You will not be ashamed. He will save you. He will make you rich. You will be rich in his spirit, rich in his knowledge, wisdom, the understanding of who God is and what this kingdom life is all about. That's your best life, living the kingdom life. I hear a lot of people say they're living their best life, but their life raggedy. Huh? Your life, you can't be living your best life if you're not living for Christ. That's your best life. That's the eternal life. Huh? Because this right here, excuse me, temporary. It's not going to last. It's just like the dew on the grass in the morning time. By the time 10 o'clock come and it's a sunny day in South Florida, you won't even ever know the dew was there. And that's how quick our life is here on this earth. We're only here to fulfill our assignment and to do what God has called and purposed for us to do. And you will never know that if you don't get close to him and ask him to reveal it to you, so you're not wasting time. And you definitely don't want to die to the ark of safety. You don't want to die not knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Huh? You definitely, because your eternity is going to be different. You're going to spend an eternity in a hell. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, invoking him, will be saved. You can be saved. That's saved. That's saving grace in that name. That name that is above every name. So call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. You call on everybody else. You call your girlfriend, your boyfriend. You call them and tell them all your problems, and you still got the problems. And a lot of times, they the biggest part of the problem. But call on Jesus. Huh? He ain't going to tell nobody your business. Huh? You can trust him. Put your faith in him today. If you don't know him, at the end of the program, I'm going to lead you through the prayer of salvation. But get to know Jesus. Get in his word. Huh? You've tried everything else. Come on, try Jesus. He's all right. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. So trust in Jesus. Have faith in Jesus. And we believe in God for everyone to be saved, set free, and sanctified in the name of Jesus. Until next time, keep the faith. We love you. God bless you and keep you. Amen, amen, amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you, and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust him at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with for such a time as this. Child of God, lions of God, now is the time to roar from the Jesus that is in your belly. Be